Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Southern giraffes could be extinct in the next 16 years. That's the warning of researchers at the University of the Free State Giraffe Research Facility. They're investigating the possibility of producing South Africa's first giraffe calf through assisted reproductive techniques. The research project involves 64 local and international students. Dr. Mareki Skutter-Smith spoke to SABC News about their work.
Our researchers understand that we are all interconnected, planet, animals, plants and people. So it's very important that we actually look at the protection of each of those components of the ecosystem. And the Giraffe Research Center is a starting point to actually focus on giraffe research, and we hope that this can be a blueprint for similar types of studies.
Professor Francois Deakins says a double disciplinary approach is needed.
The research that we do is focused mainly on impact at the end of the day. The research is not just always in a theoretical plane, but how does it transfer to society and how we can get maximum impact from our research environment.
The chairperson of the NSFAS board, Dr. Karen Stunder, has resigned with immediate effect. In her resignation letter to Higher Education Minister Buti Manamela, Stunder cited a toxic environment as the reason for her decision to leave. She claimed bullying, intimidation, racism and hostility were some of the challenges that made it impossible to continue doing her job. Stunder described her resignation as not an act of defiance, but one of conscience. Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille says the surge in visitors confirms that tourism has not only recovered but is once again driving economic growth. The minister says the numbers are a clear sign of growing global confidence in South Africa as a destination of choice. De Lille spokesperson Aldrin St-Pierre says they're positive the country will receive 15 million visitors by the year 2030.
In the first 9 months, we received just over 1 million new visitors, which means that on average, we've received around 120,000 new visitors every month.
And Nigeria says it would welcome support from the United States in addressing security challenges, but only if the country's territorial integrity is respected. The foreign ministry has rejected Donald Trump's claims of mass violence targeting Christians. The U.S. president ordered the Defense Department to prepare for possible military action in Nigeria, accusing the government there of failing to stop what he called the mass killings of Christians. The ministry spokesperson, Kimiembi Ebienfa, says Trump's claims are not true.
The killings that have occurred in Nigeria in recent times is not targeted at Christians alone. We are a God-fearing country. We are not religious bias against any section of the country, no. In some quarters, they refer to it as Christian genocide, which is not true.
At the weekend, Nigeria's president, Bola Tinubu, said that the government opposes religious persecution. Analysts say Nigeria faces many security issues, with various parts under threat by armed group Boko Haram, bandits, and tensions over land access that aren't linked to violence targeting specific groups. Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees, Maritzburg 28, Richards Bay 27. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.